Chapter 8, Your Media Matters, Asking Yourself the Hard Questions. Let's boil all this thinking down into some practical questions we can ask ourselves about the media we devour. I use the word devour because that's how most people interact with media in our world today. There are just so many songs, TV shows, books, comics, and films available to us that many people consume them nonstop and with very little thought beforehand, and very little thought after it's been downloaded into the hard drives of their brains. The questions we should all be asking ourselves about media come in two stages. The first involves pre-planning. Should I watch/listen to, read, look at this media? The second question comes after the choice has been made to ingest the stories and ideas in a movie, CD, or book. How should I think about what I just took into my mind? Let's start with the first one. Big question. Should I watch, listen to, or look at this? Over the years, I've received hundreds of questions from Christian students asking which media is okay for them to take in and which should be prohibited. The questions arrive in emails to our planetwisdom.com website and to my media column for Ignite Your Faith magazine, formerly Campus Life. Should Christians read the Harry Potter books and watch the movies? Should Christians listen to hip-hop and rap music? What about music with swearing in it? Should believers watch crude comedy films? How about violent horror movies like the Hostel series or bloody action films like 300? Should Christians play first-person shooter video games? What do you think of shows like My Name is Earl, Ugly Betty, and American Idol? In my answers, I do try to respond to a question about a particular show, but I also try to make a bigger point. When it comes to making media choices, what impact does the music, book, or TV show make on you and on your relationship with God? Are you being honest with yourself about why you want to watch or listen to it? Many students and parents just want some Christian leader or organization to make a list of media that's okay to consume so they can take it in without having to think about it for themselves. They want someone to make their watching, listening, playing rules for them so they don't have to make the hard choices. In short, they want what we call legalism. Of course, they wouldn't call it that because we all think of legalism as a bad thing. But honestly, living under legalism...